excuse me, may I interrupt a second? I enjoyed hearing you speak this morning, thank you. My name is Dominic Carman, I'm a journalist. I work for The Times in London, Times newspaper. I wondered if you had any thoughts about Francesco Bichetti and the judgment in the court
sir,
in Washington.
Do you mind if you were in the middle of conversation? Do you mind coming back in a moment?
Of course.
15, I don't have any thoughts because it's confidential based on the court decision.
The arbitration, yeah.
It's confidential. Understood. No one can speak about it.
Thank you.
So tell me, why are you here today?
Yes, I'm here today to support all the Albanian people.
Yes.
And the democracy in Albania. We're talking about that we got the Prime Minister, which is the biggest mafia in Europe, and he is trying to help to make to bring the communism back again. Put the people back to 50 years. Yeah. And all the people, they don't like that, but they are the one group of the ministers and the his cabinet.
They're all corrupted.
In a member of parliament, all corrupted, and all is with the drugs and with everything what the Albanian people, they don't like it. And then we like the democracy, we like to be like in England, like in Germany, like everywhere. We got some news from Germany, from newspaper Bild, I think they
Bild,
called.
Yes.
Yes, and we got all the
recording
what Mr. Rama dealing with a vote voters. With the criminals
the voters.
Yes. And then, if you don't mind, please, this is the person here.
Yes.
This is the person
Hello,
here.
Sir. How do you do? Where are you from?
Dominic Carman. I'm a journalist. I work for The Times.
The Times. Okay, yeah. Fantastic. Well, we're here to protest today against the terrible wiretaping that come out in Albania, directly involving the Prime Minister of Albania in vote rigging, vote buying in a democratic country, and that cannot be tolerated. Albania has been, will be, and must be a European country, not a communist country. And the Prime Minister here is a Prime Minister of shame of Albania, and we cannot tolerate as a country anymore. We cannot have Albania in Europe with a mafia state, according to the Bild newspaper, the most prominent German newspaper.
No, I know it. Can you tell me, what is your name, please?
I'm Mr. Hassani.
And what do you do, Mr. Hassani?
I am the solicitor. I'm a solicitor.
Oh, you're a lawyer?
Yes, indeed, yes, I am, indeed.
In Tirana?
No, in London.
In London.
But I'm Albanian as well. I'm British Albanian. So I'm here to support my fellow countrymen from Albania. The tyranny and dictatorship cannot and must not and will not come in Albania.
What did you think? You may have read about the award against the Albanian government, 110 million euros for Mr. Bichetti in terms of the television channel. You know about that?
It shows that the Albanian government has established very, very strong links with the criminal, international criminals and traffickers,
yes.
And with corruption, and indeed has completely managed to seize control of the state media and independent media. Indeed, so we do not have independent newspapers and television. They're all controlled by what we call today state mafia. And this cannot be tolerated. We want Albania and EU. We want Albania, a country like Britain, a country with no corruption and with an independent judiciary and all of that. I work in the judiciary. I work in the justice system in United Kingdom, and I want Albania to be like England. I do not want criminals running Albania.
Thank you very much indeed. It's much appreciated.
Thank you very much indeed.